Introduction. She stood only 4 feet 11 inches and weighed under 100 pounds. She mastered every artistic medium in her lifetime, including film, radio, television, live concerts, and commercial studio recordings. Whatever the venue in which she performed, one had the feeling that Judy was singing directly and personally to you. When she sang at parties, she could stand up and sing "Happy Birthday," and the final note would leave the guests so moved that they would be weeping. She had unbounded energy, charisma, and a golden voice. Her name was Frances Ethel Gumm, and while still a child, she took the stage name of Judy Garland. Garland had an extraordinary intellect. To pass the time on movie sets, the crew would devise a list of 100 nouns, and she would read through the list, then be quizzed on the words. She could effortlessly repeat the list forward or backward, in or out of sequence, but this was an artist who worked not from the head, but from the heart. From the emotional depths of her life experience, she sang and spoke with a natural quality unmatched by performers of her era. From infancy, Frances "Babe" Gumm was trained in the external, declamatory, and broad style of vaudeville. Her mother, Ethel, a veteran vaudevillian from the Midwest, had choreographed routines with her daughters in which Babe was hidden behind the two older girls. The audience heard what appeared to be a mature woman's voice coming from behind her sisters, Suzanne and Jimmy Gumm. Then, tiny Babe would emerge from behind, and the audience gasped when they perceived that the stentorian voice belonged to a child. By the time she had reached her teens, Babe Gumm was transitioning into Judy Garland. She was now performing like a method actress without any formal training in the theory of Stanislavski. Judy Garland learned her craft through on-the-job training and practice in the film factory of MGM. She acquired basic skills along with her fellow actor, lifelong friend, and one of the great stars of the 1930s, Mickey Rooney, and she profited from the masterful direction of Vincent Minnelli, a craftsman with a great sense of aesthetics and painstaking detail in film composition. Although she detested him, Garland also benefited in the area of dance and movement from one of the great director-choreographers of the 1930s, Busby Berkeley, and her personal music and vocal tutor at MGM, Roger Edens, was responsible for conditioning Judy's voice into a dynamic instrument. These artists all helped to hone the skills of Garland, but she discovered her own path in expressing her creative genius. Babe Gumm's childhood was filled with music at home, with parents who had the experience of live performance in their blood, and later, the professionals at MGM shaped the skill set of the young performer. The result was the development of the triple threat performing skills of Judy Garland: acting, singing, and dancing. From 1936 through 1963, Judy Garland acted in 33 major films. The viewing of this extraordinary corpus is an exhilarating journey into the multiple talents and creative expression of one of the greatest performing artists in the 20th century, and indeed in American history.